Negotiations continue in Washington over the next pandemic relief bill. There appear to be not just major differences between Democrats and Republicans, but also disunity in the Republican Party on their proposal. Meanwhile, emergency unemployment benefits expire on Friday. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland joins us now. Senator, welcome.
Jeremy, good to be with you.
Well, before we get to the pandemic relief, I've got to ask you about some big news this morning. The president says he plans to withdraw nearly 12,000 troops from Germany, a move that our allies are concerned will weaken NATO. Trump has accused Germany of not spending enough on shared defense. What's your reaction to that?
This is a terrible move. It undermines the credibility of the NATO alliance. It calls into question our commitment to our NATO allies. This is exactly the thing that will cause Vladimir Putin to pop his champagne or vodka bottles in Moscow, and it's the exact wrong direction to go.
Do you have any sense of why the president is doing it?
Well, he has said from the beginning that he questions NATO and the utility of the alliance, and sadly, we're now seeing that sentiment put into action. Some of his supporters keep trying to say, well, he didn't really mean it. He really does support NATO. But now we're seeing actions that indicate that he is not a strong supporter of the alliance, and he is taking actions that essentially bring smiles to the faces of our adversaries and great fear to our allies.
Let me ask you about the relief bill. How much are you willing to compromise, and other Democrats willing to compromise with Republicans, to get something passed before some of these benefits run out? One of the critical issues is whether there should be an extra $600 of weekly unemployment benefits, which is what Democrats want, or Republicans have been proposing $200 extra.
Well, the loss of $400 per week for struggling families is going to be devastating. I mean, their bills have not stopped. Their rent payments have not stopped. Their mortgage payments are not on hold. So we need to maintain a large level of support. Are we willing to sit down and talk with our Republican colleagues about this? Of course. But we've been waiting 2 months and 2 weeks now since the House passed its bill. And now we get this proposal from Republicans that's totally inadequate, does not extend the eviction moratorium, has not a penny for state and local government, does not create additional funds for the nutrition programs. So this is totally inadequate to the needs that are out there in the country.
Do you need all those things in a bill in order to support it?
Well, we need the basic elements of a proposal of a response that meets the needs of the people who are hurting most around the country. And we need to address both the health aspects and make sure that we have adequate testing, which the Republican bill does not provide for because they don't have a mechanism to increase the supply. And we need a robust safety net for people who are hurting through no fault of their own. And the Republican bill provides neither.
Republicans have been focused on liability protection for businesses, basically making it so that you can't sue a business if you get COVID there. Is that something that you could get behind?
No, it's outrageous. On the one hand, they're pushing people back to work, and we want people to go to work to the extent that it's safe. And what Republicans are saying is that employers, businesses have no obligation to ensure a safe work environment, and that they don't want to be held responsible or accountable if people come back to their work site and get sick because of the negligence of the company. What we really need to do is establish clear safety standards for the workplace, and then we can talk about, you know, whether or not businesses that meet those standards, whether there's a rebuttable presumption that they impose the protections required or not. So, but what the McConnell bill does is essentially say to businesses, you can go ahead, be negligent, you know, don't provide safety measures in the workplace, and, you know, we're going to look the other way. You cannot be held accountable. That's outrageous.
It sounds like you're pretty far apart, though, at this point. This doesn't sound like something that's going to be resolved in just a couple of days.
Well, first of all, the Republican caucus is split, and they're far apart among themselves. The number I've heard is half the members of the Senate Republican caucus don't want to do anything, which just means it's all the more important for the Trump administration and Mitch McConnell to work with Democrats to get this done. We have been waiting 2 months and 2 weeks since the House passed the HEROES Act, and all we get is this bill that is totally inadequate to meeting the needs and actually does harm by putting workers and consumers at greater risk. And at the same time, I should point out their bill, they want to reinstate the tax break for three martini lunches. They have a proposal, which they call emergency, to get over $1 billion for the FBI headquarters at its current location, which would be great for the president because it would avoid any competition in the future to his hotel. It's really outrageous what they put forward.
So would you support a short-term extension of these extended unemployment benefits if no deal can be reached in the next couple of days?
Well, we want to use this opportunity to sit down with our Republican colleagues and do what we've been trying to get them to do for 2 months and 2 weeks, which is come up with a continuation of a safety net for the American people.
That is Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. Senator, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be with you. Thanks.